Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings, and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walk-in as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this week's show. All right, are we having fun yet? Okay, as you know, we're taping this on Monday is when we usually tape the show here, and it is snowy outside. Well, hailey, snowy, whatever you want to say, but we woke up this morning and there was some snow in the yard, and there's snow all over town, and let's hope when you guys are hearing this that it's gone because you hear it at the end of the week. And I think we don't need snow for a week around this area. People aren't used to it around here, and it's kind of dangerous. So hopefully everybody got through that all right without crunching their vehicles. And we pretty much hope you all had a very happy new year, brought it in right. I know we did. We went out and had a good time, and it was safe. Got home safe and slept till about noon. Yeah, that's right, like everybody should on New Year's Eve if you did it right. Yeah. Now, we had a real good time and hope you all did. And hey, I hope you all have a really great New Year planned here that's going to be going on. And make sure you check out all the events going on and all the music and everything going on in the area. And we're looking forward to a really fun year. I really am planning on having a really good year. So yeah, we hung out with the family. The little prince and daughter came over. Like I said, Margaret, Sabina's daughter, is out of town now. She moved away for a while out in Corning. So, hey, we didn't get to see her on New Year's. But my daughter Mariah and Jackson and little prince came on over. We had some fun there, too, on a Friday. And got to see him and babysitting, all that good stuff. So, hey, we pretty much had a family weekend as much as it could be. But Sunday, we just sit around and watch movies and relax. That's what that was. But very cool when you can have a New Year's Eve and all that on a Saturday. So, hey, hope you all had a good one, like I said, and welcome to the new year. And so let's start this new year out right and get on with the show, as they say. We're going to start with some music going on in the area here. At the 101 Bar and Grill, what they got happening is on Thursdays they got line dancing and ladies' night, if you're feeling right. On the 2nd, they got Steak Night with Chris and Wendy Capitano are going to be playing. And then on the 9th, they got Scott Perry and Chris Capitano will be playing from 6 to 9. And then on the 16th, they got Comedy and Steak Night. That's at the 101 Bar Grill. The Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge, they've got happy hours going on there Sunday through Thursday from 2 to 6. And we didn't get a music schedule for them because they're just getting their schedule together. Oh, that's the thing about this. During this broadcast, you're going to hear some empty blank places because January, a lot of people didn't get their schedules together and weren't able to get them to me because they're still working on them, you know, getting the new year together. So some of these places, you just got to call for musical lineup. But Catalyst Seafood does have music playing down there. They got a little bandstand. It's very cool. And so you want to call or check with next time you're in there. See what they got going on for the weekend. And then we got Checo Brewing, which they have a nice little schedule going on the 5th. They got Frankie C at 5:30. On the 6th, they got Rap Brush at 6. On the 7th, they've got Lawn Guarded at 6. And on the 12th, they've got Frankie C at 5:30. Let's see, the 13th, they've got Rap again at 6. And the 19th, Frankie C at 5:30. Well, hey, that's going out a little bit there. So that's at the Checo Brewing. At the Oxen Free, you're going to have to call for a musical lineup. Didn't get theirs. I should get something next week, though, and have a little something for this month, so we'll be able to talk about it. But, yeah, just call them for asking what the musical lineup is this weekend because they always got music going on there. Yeah, at the Rivers End Sports Bar, we got Monday, free pool. Tuesday, tacos and karaoke. Wednesday, 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday, karaoke. Friday, it's DJ night. Saturday, it's the People's Choice. And on Sunday, get some NFL action. That's at the Rivers End Sports Bar where there's something going on every day. At Sebastian Bar and Grill, we've got Gil Kirk at the keyboards. Tickling the Ivories for your dining pleasure. Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. And at the Vista Pub, we've got Thursdays, Jerry Moffat. Let's see, on the 13th coming up is David Rogers. On the 20th is Frankie C. And on the 27th is Michael True. Of course, music starts at 7. That's at the Vista Pub. And the Voodoo Lounge, Tuesdays and Saturdays, they got karaoke with Wild Bill and Lil Kim. This goes from 6 to 10 p.m. That's at the Voodoo Lounge. The Laughing Clam, once again, didn't get their music schedule on this one. So you're up in Grants Pass area and you want to check out some music. They have it on Fridays from 7 to 10 and Saturdays 6 to 9. And you can call them for a musical lineup. Let's see, at the Inateca in beautiful CC by the Sea, we've got on the 13th coming up, Frankie C. That's at the Inateca, and once again, they've got music going on here, but they didn't have a full schedule for me, so make sure and call them. Let's see, Seaquake Brewing. The 21st, they've got, hey, surprise, surprise, Frankie C. My man Frankie is getting around. That's right. Now, Frankie, he can jam. He's got a good show going on there and everybody, so he's going to be getting booked, that's for sure. He's out there all over the place, so make sure to catch his show. That's the Seaquake Brewing, so Frankie C on the 21st. Let's see what else we got going on here. I know we got music happening. Yeah, we got the Pistol River Concert Series. It's going to have Dirty Cello going on here Saturday, January 14th. From 8 p.m. Starts at 8 p.m. Let me see. From China to Italy and all over the U.S., Dirty Cello brings the world a high energy and unique spin on blues and bluegrass. Led by vivacious crossover cellist Rebecca Rudman, Dirty Cello is a cello like you've never heard before. From down-home blues with a wailing cello to virtuosic stomping bluegrass, Dirty Cello is a band that gets your heart thumping and your toes a-tapping. For reservations and info, call 541-472-8848. Concert tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings and Gold Beach Books in Gold Beach. And the Friends of Music Concert Series going on strong here coming up Sunday, January 8th at 3 p.m. The Trio 180, Ann Miller Violin, Nina Flyer Cello, and Sonia Long Piano. This popular trio is revisiting Brookings. So that's at the Friends of Music Concert Series. That is happening at the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's at 102 Park Avenue in Brookings. And these shows go on at 3 o'clock, and you can get tickets at Wright's Custom Frame and at the door. For more information, call 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. That's for the Friends of Music Concert Series. Yeah, very cool. And let me see. Oh, yeah, Frankie C. He is busy, 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 I'll tell you what. And he's got it. The library, Chuck Home Community Library, and Friends of the Chuck Home Library present an evening of songs and songwriting with Frank John Colley, also known as Frankie C. Wednesday, January 11th, 2017, from 6 to 8 p.m. The admission is free. This is at the Chuck Home Library Large Meeting Room. That's at 405 Alder Street in Brookings. And let me just tell you what this entails. The critically acclaimed singer, songwriter, guitarist will perform rock, blues, and pop music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. After the performance, audience members can share their songwriting ideas and get advice from a professional with over 50 years' experience. And for more info, you can go on to www.checolibrary.org or at Checo's Library's Facebook page, or you can call the library at 541-469-7738. Hey, here we go. You know, this is, I call this Stumbling Monday, too, because this is the, when I'm pulling it off the computer, so I'm like, dialing past the pages. Exactly, there we go. So, let me see. Oh, yeah, hey, you know what? This is very cool. Somebody sent me a poem for the Insider of Southern Oregon's poetry, Taking Poetic License. So I've got a poem here. This is by my good friend, Annie Height. She sent it, and this is The Sea by Annie Height. The sea and its many moods continue to astound. I sometimes feel one with it. I understand the calm and the fury. At times it's playful, other times eerie. It's amazing, beautiful, yet untamed. What a joy it would be to become a mermaid for a time, to immerse in its glory to be free amongst the beautiful creatures of the sea. Yeah, very pretty. Very nice little poem there. That's right. I'd almost classify that as a haiku if it was a little shorter, but she got it right in the poem area. But no, that's very cool. Thank you so much, Annie Height, for sending that in. And if you'd like to have your poem published in the Insider of Southern Oregon, all you got to do is send it to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com. That's full spelling, CaptainCurry, @hotmail.com. And I will always make sure and send back that I've got it, you know, and everything. And it'll go in the paper just like Annie's did. Thank you, Annie. Appreciate it. Let's see. The Compassionate Friends is a non-profit organization. They do meetings at the Checo Library. They assist the families after the death of a child. The organization is for those who suffered the death of their child, grandchild, or sibling. The meetings are held at the Checo Community Library on the first Tuesday of every month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you'd like more info, you can call Georgia at 541-469-5814. That's the Compassionate Friends meetings at the Checo Library. Very cool, very cool. Okay, on Saturday, let's see, let's get metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsy. On Saturday, January 7th, they have a master's class from 2 to 4 p.m. On Monday, January 9th, they have an intro to crystals and their uses from 2 to 4 p.m. And on January 14th, Saturday, they have messages from the masters at 6 p.m. So if you'd like to go check that out or more information, you stop into Gypsies or call 317-408-7970 or Gypsies at 541-813-1882. So there you go. Get metaphysical, metaphysical. Hey, hey, can't help it. Can't help it. Okay, let us see what is going on here. That's right. Coming up this Sunday is the Knights of Columbus breakfast. Every second Sunday they have the breakfast there at the Star of the Sea Church. So make sure to come out and check that out. At let's see, that starts at 7:30 to 10. It's only $8 a person. And yours truly will be there serving it up right. That's right. I'll be there working it, so hopefully see you all there. And let's see, that's the Knights of Columbus breakfast coming up this Sunday, 7:30 to 10. All right. Okay, the Dogs of Del Norte County, Crescent City, California, open for adoptions. The animal shelter is open for adoptions on second Saturdays in 2017. The County Animal Shelter, located at 2650 West Washington Boulevard in Crescent City, will be open for adoptions on the second Saturday of each month starting in January. From 10 to 2 p.m., you can come down and adopt a pet. That's great. And, yeah, that sounds really cool. Volunteers are welcome to interact with the dogs during these hours, and groups will be able to do community service at the facility. So for more information on that, if you want to volunteer and help out, 707-464-7235. There you go. That's the Dogs of Del Norte County. Let's see. What do we got going on here? Hey, Checo Activity Center is they're happy. Membership drive at Checo Activity Center. Happy holiday. Give a membership as a gift. Become a member of the Checo Activity Center and be proud supporter of this wonderful community nonprofit. Members get access to classes, programs, and services. Members vote in yearly nonprofit board elections. Membership at the Checo Activity Center qualifies you for a discount on Kyle or Life Flight membership. So the membership is $15 January to December, or $150 for a lifetime membership. That's at the Checo Activity Center. You can call at 541-469-6822 for more info. Oh, hey. There's a Coastal Bridal Fair going to be coming to Lucky 7 Casino at the Talawa Event Center on the 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. It's a $10 charge to get in. Get prepared for the big day. Meet providers of various services and products. Get ideas and tips as you plan your wedding. The $10 attendance fee goes entirely to charity. Call 707-487-7777 for more information. That's the Coastal Bridal Fair going on the 15th. All right, Lucky 7 Casino. Okay, they got this, this is happening. Actually, this is in Bandon. Labyrinth master artist Denny Dyke creates walkable art in the form of Dreamfield labyrinths for everyone to enjoy the tranquil peace of the sandy path along the Bandon Beach shoreline. Unlike a maze, there is no wrong turn or dead end. Circles in the sand are dedicated to the path of the labyrinth as a means of recreation, art appreciation, education, and meditation. Traveling the spirals and wave walks along the sandy path facilitates contact with our inner self and gentle reflection on whom and what we truly are and where we are going. Walking the path back out of the labyrinth, we take with us a new sense of ourselves as the tide returns and reclaims the beach. The path is taking out to sea where the whales, dolphins, and seals play. For more information, contact Pamela Hansen at 541-290-8408. That's for the Circles in the Sand Beach Lambert. That's going on up in Bandon, Oregon. Live from downtown, it's First Fridays. From 4 to 7 p.m. down in beautiful uptown downtown Crescent City, California. That's right. It's located in and around the downtown businesses. It's First Fridays. They've got this thing going on where it's really cool. In the wintertime, it takes a lot in the in-stores, but a lot of times it's outdoors too during the summertime. But in-store specials, live music, live performance art, food vendors, food trucks, writers, book signings, dance, and artisans. Going on this January 6th is the next one happening. This is brought to you by the Downtown Divas. This happens, like I said, in the little businesses right down in the part of town that's like 2nd and 3rd Street in that area right up and down those. So there you go. Check that out. 707-465-4332 for more information. Or you can go to their www.facebook.com/downtowndivascc. That's right. So it's live from downtown. It's First Friday. Sounds like live from Saturday night. Oh, yeah, coming up here, you know. Now, I noticed there are a couple of these things going on this month, but this is the one I got on the front cover of the Insider, and this is the one I know about, the Friends of Music, Crab Feet. But there's a couple of them going on this month that I've been seeing around town, and they're all using the same poster sign. They're all using the same poster, so it's confusing as heck. But, yeah, the Friends of Music, it's the first annual Friends of Music, Crab Feet, all you can eat, hors d'oeuvres, crab, salad, bread, dessert, and coffee. No host, beer and wine, outside beverages not permitted. Okay, live music, silent auction, a raffle. The $25 tickets include drawing for door prize. You can get your tickets at Wright's Custom Framing, because there's no tickets at the door. This is going to be at the Checo Activity Center Saturday, January 21st at 5 p.m. And like I said, it's on the cover at the Insider of Southern Oregon, so check that out. And there's a crab feed going on at the Elks Lodge on the 14th is what I saw, but I didn't get any info other than that, you know. So, yeah, there's some crab feeds going on. I guess the crab are doing better than thought out here. Go figure. That's great. That's good news. Let's see. Life Lab Garden Educator Training. Attend one Life Lab Garden Educator Training session, or both, free of charge. This is at January 20th. Let's see. Spend a day looking at the garden through the eyes of a young child using Life Lab Sowing the Seeds of Wonder Guide. Participants in this workshop sample activities designed to encourage young children to learn about the world using their senses. On January 21st, they have the Growing Classroom. Okay, So sowing, the first one on January 20th is Sowing Seeds of Wonder, and it's for engaging pre-K to kindergarten students. And then on the 21st, they have the Growing Classroom, which is for engaging 1st to 8th grade students. And there you learn to use the garden to breed life into standards-based lessons, promote ecological literacy, encourage healthy eating, and support students' social development. Participants will experience garden-based lessons linked to common core language, arts, and math. All right, so when and where? It's happening at the Mountain Elementary School in Gaski, California on the 20th. And the 21st from 9 to 3 p.m. For RSVP, you can contact Jasmine Thompson at 267-586-2975. And let's see. And you need to get your RSVP in by January 6th. So when you hear this, if you're interested, you better hit them up. So there you go. Because that's at the Mountain Elementary School. This is in Gaski. So, hey. But it's very cool. The Life Lab Garden Educator Training. Sounds cool. All right. So check that out. Let me see. Okay, the Friends of the Unitarian Universalists Fellowship will meet on Sunday, January 8th at 10:30 a.m. in the Evergreen Federal Bank meeting at 850 Chetco Avenue in Brookings. The services are held on the 2nd and the 4th Sundays of each month. The topics are diverse and contain the Unitarian Universalist principles. This service will review the book Active Hope, which is a journey of gratitude, grief, and interconnection. All are welcome. For more information, contact Marcia at 707-245-6535. Hey, and they're getting ready to start up the shoe exchange again. There, that goes on at the Elks Lodge. This shoe exchange will be starting up again this year. But unfortunately, due to the lack of volunteer help, we can only open the exchange once a month. So every month from January to October, we will have a shoe exchange on the second Saturday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. If a person needs shoes in between those dates, they can contact me, and I will certainly try to accommodate them. That's Linda Schreiber at 541-469-9850. So the first shoe exchange of the new year will be on Saturday, January 14th from 1 to 3 at the lower level of the Elks Lodge in Brookings. New and gently used shoe donations are always appreciated, but you are welcome to shop whether you have a donation or not. We have shoes for every age and every style, from work to sports to casual. All right, that's the shoe exchange going on. Okay, the Del Norte High School Dance presents Revolution, a winter dance concert. This is going to be happening here on the 20th of January and the 21st of January. And it starts at 7 and goes till 10. This is going to be held at the Crescent Elk Middle School, which is located at 994 G Street in Crescent City. The DNHS dance students are presenting their creative work. This concert has 5 unique sections of dances, including Outer Space, Nightmares, A Life Cycle, Weather, and Crime. For info, call 707-464-0320. I don't know. I guess they incorporate all those things into dance form. That's what I'm guessing. We're almost back into the days of interpretive dance, it sounds like. Very cool. But that's going to be at the Crescent Elk Middle School, going on the 20th and the 21st. To call for more information, you can call 707-464-0320. Hey, there's a pizza fundraiser for the Ellensburg Theater going on. The Ellensburg Theater has performance lined up into June, all ready for the coming new year, with more in the works on as the days goes by. Their 4th annual pizza fundraiser at Sunset Pizza will be on Wednesday, January 11th from 5 to 7:30. Tickets will go on sale soon. I'm sure you can get them at the Gold Beach Books up there in Gold Beach, or at Wright's Tickets down here in Brookings. And they also will be having a concert pianist, Michelle Goritz-Berlant, who performed a few numbers at the Home for Christmas musical variety show, will be featured in concert at the Rogue Playhouse Saturday, January 28th. So there you go on that. Where else are we going? Well, hey. And after you're all done with this show on KCIW.org, you know, if you come in and tune in and check that out, why don't you slide on over and check out, and we got over 250 shows on there. I mean, that must be counting out to who knows how many now. I've been saying 250 for a while, but we got lots of recordings going on there. And then, of course, our 100.7 FM. You're going to get all kinds of surprises on there, and I can't wait. I can't wait to be out there. I can't wait for my new show to come out. I'm really excited about it. Yeah, I did a little research, did quite a bit of listening to some good music, and came up with a good show. So, hey, there you go. And that's the end of this week's live broadcast. That's right. Talk to you later. So, hey, until next week, this is Bruce walking in a winter wonderland. Ellis signing off. Figured that was a little appropriate, you know what I mean? Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. See you out there. Bam! Walking into where I went out, I was in there going, that's an easy one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys, I told you we were recording on Monday. Hey, that's a good show. I think we knocked that one out the bumper.
I'm Candace Michelle, and I'm here talking about KCIW, your community radio station. Now, we've been in existence for almost 3 years now, and have podcasts up on our website of interviews that we've done with various government officials and community leaders and nonprofit organizations here in town. We are truly radio of, by, and for the community. And we hope that you would love to join us and be a part of our endeavor And one of the ways that you can do that is to go to our website, kciw.org, and become a volunteer. You can volunteer your time, you can volunteer your talents, or most importantly, you could actually donate some money. We have a program in place right now for our founding members, and that program will be in place until the day we go on the air, which is actually pretty imminent. For $250, you can become a founding member of our radio station. So I would invite you to join us and go to our website. You can fill out a volunteer application there if you wish, and you can certainly donate any amount of money that you would like to donate towards us. Thank you so much.